It's time for Talkin' Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to an all-new conversation as we talk ship here on WOMT with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum. We have Kathy in the studio. Good morning, Kathy.
Hey, good morning, Terry.
How are you doing today?
I'm great.
February is rolling by here. It's kind of like, you know, more than halfway through the month. And I know all month long we've been doing this 28 boats campaign. Let's talk about it because there's still some time left.
Yeah. So the 28 boat campaign, we've done this the last couple years. So as you know, we built 28 submarines here in World War II, right here in Manitowoc. And of course, it's a leap year. So yeah. It's the 20.
I was going to ask you, like, what's the 29th?
28 plus one, plus Cobia.
Yeah.
So Cobia was built out in Groton, Connecticut. So that's our plus one this year. But so each day in February, we've been featuring the history and kind of interesting stories about one of each of the 28 boats. And so there's still time to go look at that, go on our website, check it out, our Facebook page and social media. If you make, for each $28 donation you make, you get entered in a prize drawing as well.
Love it.
So there's a way to do that. So you can vote for your favorite boat. And all of this attention, all of this program is meant to help raise funds for Cobia's dry dock, which we've talked about before, is coming up in 2025.
Yeah, that's going to be a huge project. And again, this is a great way to start getting that support from the community for what we're doing next year. But I love the fact that at the Wisconsin Maritime Museum, it's all about education. It's all about preserving history and sharing that. And I know coming up, we got a living history tour on Saturday.
Yeah, so on Saturday, the 24th, we're going to have members of the USS Cobia Living History Crew. So these are reenactors. They'll be stationed throughout the sub all day. And we're open, of course, our winter hours from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So you can go on board and talk to these folks. They do an absolutely incredible job. They love this World War II history so much. They've done all kinds of research on their own. They've created their own, you know, replica uniforms and outfits. And this is included with your regular admission to the museum. So this living history is another way, again, especially I think it would be really cool to bring families in, younger kids, because it's just that next level of interaction. It's not just a tour. It's really getting to talk to these folks, many of which who are veterans themselves.
Yeah. It's a way to bring history to life for all of us, but also for children, right? Who may not always have that desire or interest in learning something, right, about history. You know what? Let's bring it to life because it is so important that we preserve our history and that we continue to share the stories of our history.
Yeah, and especially World War II history. So I don't know about you, but, you know, my grandfather served in World War II. My parents were born around that era. So, like, I have that direct connection. But younger folks, you know, may not have that direct line to, I know this person who was a part of this, and hear those firsthand stories. So it's really up to us, places like the museum, to be able to keep those connections alive. And these Living History Days really, I think, enforce that.
Yeah, I love it. Kathy, if people want to learn more about what's going on with the Living History Tour, or again, the 28 Days campaign, how do they reach out to the Wisconsin Maritime Museum?
It is wisconsinmaritime.org.
We'll talk to you again next week right here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Talkin' Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum is heard every Wednesday morning on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT. Learn more about the museum online at wisconsinmaritime.org. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a Sea Hafer broadcasting station.